Hello, this is BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm your host, Saul Spanos Baird. We're here today with Don Slight. He is the CEO of Ag Reserves. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm responsible for managing the investment farms and ranches that are affiliated with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So I'm officed in Salt Lake City, which is not the normal place for an ag company to be based, but considering the ownership, it's a good place to be.
How were you able to get at this point of your career?
Well, I often said the way you get to this position is you get in line for it and then you outlive everybody that's ahead of you. And so that's really what happened. I'm pretty late in my career now, probably got another 2 or 3 years left.
Okay.
And I've been the CEO for the past 6 years.
What got you interested in agriculture?
Well, I grew up in a small town. I worked for a farmer whose son, interestingly enough, was the chairman of the agronomy and horticulture department at BYU in Provo. When I decided I didn't want to be a chemical engineer, he was a very good salesman, convinced me I should study agronomy, went on after BYU and got a master's degree in agronomy at the University of Nebraska, and then I went back to BYU and got an MBA. And then I was employed by Ag Reserves, and it's been a perfect place, and I've been there 35 years.
Ag Reserves has a lot of different farms and ranches all over the world. And what is the goal with this company?
Well, we're really an investment of a portion of the church's reserve assets, their rainy day fund, if you will. And so, there's a portion of that fund that's in stocks and bonds. There's a portion that's in commercial real estate, and there's a portion in farmland. President Hinckley said that they liked farmland because it was a safe investment, but also we had the ability to produce food if there ever came a time of great need.
I love that you're going to talk today at the forum at BYU Idaho here. Your talk is called Learning by Science, Learning by Faith.
Right.
And tell me how you came up with this title and what motivated you to talk about that.
Well, when I got that undergraduate degree in agronomy and I went back to graduate school, I was kind of surprised to realize that without the ability to understand statistics, I really didn't understand how science gets done. And so I thought learning the scientific method was very eye-opening to me. I hope it made me a better decision maker. And I was trying to say, can I teach something to students? And they're not all interested in agronomy, unfortunately. But could we talk about something that might help them in their decision-making process? And just some thoughts on how that's helped me.
Why do you think is something important for the students of BYU Idaho to understand that we have to learn by knowledge and also by faith?
Well, the funny thing, and as I put this talk together, it's interesting that the process of learning things in the secular world and learning things in the spiritual aspect are very similar, except we measure them in a different way. And I just thought, there's a lot of information that comes at us nowadays. It's not all true. And we need to develop our skill set at sorting through what we're going to believe and what we're not going to believe. And I think that the scientific method's one of those tools that's helpful.
I also was wondering, what would you say to those students who are having a hard time in a class and are trying really hard to learn? What helped you when you were getting your education, when you were having a hard class?
Knowing that there was an end of the semester, that sometimes you just have to dig in, get the best grade you can, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not going to get an A in every class necessarily, but particularly the ones that you think are going to be important to you in your career, those are the ones that you really need to dig in and make sure you do your best.
What do you want those who come to the forum to take away from your talk?
Well, I'm going to tell them a little bit about the company for which I work, and that won't be a major part of it. But I think that we'll be able to show visually some of the things that are fun about working where we do. I do think I want people to say, maybe I need to be an informed skeptic when it comes to all of the notion that comes at me. And yet, on the other hand, when I deal with spiritual matters, you know, how am I going to react to those also? Am I going to be a skeptic? Am I going to be a person of faith? What am I going to be?
And how do you think that there can be a balance in the two.
Well, I think as long as you realize that you may start out with a lot of material that's not completely true. In fact, I don't think we deal with much absolute truth in the world today. We deal with approximations. And we sort of keep looking for the best approximation we can find. And really, that's what the scientific method is about, is, okay, we have a way we think about this. Is there a better way of thinking about this? And how do we know it's better? And so I think it's just important to be able to look at that. When it comes down to it in your career, if you want to get paid, be a good decision maker. Learn to make good decisions. And if you can string together a lot of good decisions, you become very valuable to your employer.
Is that something you apply in your career?
Yeah, we look for people like that too. The combination of being a good decision maker and being able to get along with others.
When you talk about, you know, that you guys look for people that are like that, how do you recognize people who are like that?
Well, you know what? They'll usually self-identify after you work with them for a while. But you can teach people to be better decision makers too. You teach them to act within the delegated authority they have. You teach them that it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help if there's someone more experienced that can help you. It's far better to ask for help and get the process right than it is to prove that you can do it yourself and maybe get it wrong.
Is there something that has helped you to become a better decision maker?
Usually making wrong decisions. A lot of times we learn by making mistakes. And as somebody has said previously, try to just make new mistakes. You know, don't make the same one over and over and over again. And, nobody is perfect in their decision-making capability, but do we learn from the ones that we make wrong? You know, do we adjust so we say, well, I won't do that again?
Well, thank you so much for your time and everything that you said.
Thank you.